What is stopping you from doing that thing that you really want to do? What's stopping you from living your dream life? What's stopping you from creating your dream life? You might have some valid practical reasons as to why, but there's a big chance that there's also some excuses. Our brain loves to come up with excuses. And today I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the difference between excuses and having a valid reason and how to get over all of that and start doing what you actually want to do. A while back, I made an Instagram reel about this, and I quickly want to recap that. So in that video, I used the example of someone wanting to start a cooking podcast. Now, again, this can apply to anything, but as an example, let's look at someone that wants to start a cooking podcast. So they might get the idea, but then their brain thinks, you know what? You're not that great at cooking. Okay, so you might want to get some experience in the cooking department before you start doing this cooking podcast. So a year goes by and this person thinks, okay, I think I'm finally experienced enough in cooking, let's go. And then your brain thinks, oh, but you don't have the right equipment to start a podcast. You don't have a good microphone. And then after a while you have the equipment, but then you have a cold and you're like, oh, I should probably wait for this cold to be over so I have my proper voice. And then after a week you're like, oh, but today the weather is bad, today is raining, so the lighting is going to be bad. There's always going to be an excuse. Your brain is always going to want to come up with an excuse. And I was curious as to why our brain does that, so I read a few articles and I learned that our brain is designed to protect us. So it can often seem like our brain is trying to prepare us, which is a way of it protecting us, but it makes sense that our brain is trying to protect us. It's coming up with all these excuses to protect us from criticism that we might get, from self-doubt, or from feeling uncomfortable. And someone commented under that Instagram reel and asked, how do you know if something is a valid reason or if it's just another excuse? How do we know if our brain is coming up with an actual valid reason why we shouldn't do this, and when is it just another excuse and we should just move it aside and go along with it? And I replied saying that this is like a $1 million question, and I think it still is. And I think this is when our intuition definitely comes to play, and this is definitely when we have to trust our intuition and let our intuition guide us. But a question I love to ask myself is, do I need this thing? Do I need this knowledge? Do I need this time? Do I need this energy? Do I need this equipment to perfect my idea? Or do I need it to start? Because sometimes it just takes starting. Often when we have an idea or when we want to do something, we have this big vision of how we want it to be and how we envisioning it looking. And it's often really big, and I like that. I like that we dream big. But sometimes when we dream big or the idea seems too far out of reach, it seems like if we don't start there, then we'll never start, right? And I think that's the question. I think especially if you do something creative, but I think this applies to anything. I think that we know where we want to end up. We know how we want the idea to look like. We know how maybe the end product should look like. But there's a big chance that we're not going to start there. And I think we should always remind ourselves to not let that demotivate us, but to use that as motivation. And sometimes that's hard, but everyone starts somewhere. The question is it better to start at a lower level or not to start at all? Sometimes we need to trust the process, and we need to trust that we're going to get good. We need to trust that our knowledge, our skill, or whatever it is that's stopping us will improve. We will improve. We will improve by doing. Preparing for something will only get us so far, but doing it, that's how we get good. By doing the thing, we will get good. And the more we do it, the better we get at it. Your first work is not going to be the best. The first time you go to a Pilates class is not the best you're ever going to be at Pilates. The first time you ever write an email is not going to be the best email you'll ever write. The first painting you ever make is not going to be the best painting you ever make. But it takes doing the thing over and over for us to get good. And we can't do that unless we start. We have to start somewhere. Everyone starts somewhere. One thing I love to remind myself is that imagine how thankful you would be today if 5 years ago you started with what you wanted to do. Imagine how thankful your future self would be if you started today. The thing about starting something as well is that sometimes it takes starting to realize where you're at, right? Like maybe you want to start that cooking podcast and you're like, oh, I don't have the right equipment, but you start anyway. You start with your phone microphone. And as you're going through the process, you realize, hey, you know what? My microphone of my phone is microphone phone. My microphone is actually pretty good. I don't need to invest in that new one. Or maybe you start with crocheting and you're like, oh, I'll be pretty good at this because when I was younger, I used to crochet. And once you start, you realize, oh shit, I'm not that good as I thought I was. But let's not let that discourage us. Let's let that inspire us. Let's make it a little mini challenge with ourselves. Just us versus us, not us versus someone else. Don't like comparison. Don't compare yourself to others. Your journey is not their journey. We're all on a different journey. Try and view it as a competition with yourself. See how good you can be. See how good you can get by doing the thing over and over. Challenge yourself to get better. I'm reading a book. It's actually right next to me. Let me grab it. It's called The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. I'm more than halfway through. Love it so far. It says something really beautiful about what happens if we wait too long to start something. And of course, this book is very specific about art and being an artist, but I think this can apply to even things that are not related to art. It said the following: the goal of art isn't to attain perfection. The goal is to share who we are and how we see the world. Who we are and how we see the world can change. If we wait too long to start that thing that we want to start, we might lose interest, we might lose motivation, and it might never happen. Because in a year from now, we're a different person and we see the world in a different way. And I love to remind myself that I'd rather regret doing something than regret never doing it. I always struggled with the idea that we change as humans. Now I see it in a real positive light, but I think sometimes it's frustrating, especially in your 20s. I think this happens a lot, like who I am and how I view the world 5 years ago versus who I am and how I view the world now. We're two complete different people, and sometimes that's frustrating. Sometimes it's frustrating that I poured my heart and soul into a passion I had 5 years ago, and then after a few years I'm like, nah, I'm not passionate about it anymore. And I feel like for a long time I felt like it was a waste of time, it was a waste of my energy. But now I see that the lessons that I learned by doing that thing, those skills, those lessons are what I use today in the craft and in the thing and the work that I create today. If it wasn't for that passion, if it wasn't for me pursuing that thing that I pursued a few years ago, I wouldn't be where I am today. And sometimes those things seem super disconnected from each other, but if you look deep enough, there's always a connection between those two. So I think that this whole idea of the longer you dwell on an idea, the more you lose connection with it also applies to if you're working on something. So let's say you're working on your first painting. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna get into painting. You create your first painting, but throughout the process, you're dreading it really long. You're pouring so much time into the preparation. You're not sure what you want to paint. And while you're painting, you're doubting on the next color you want to pick out, or you're doubting on the background. And then as you think you finished the project, you're like, oh, is it really finished? And you're dwelling on it way too long, and the moment that it is finished, you don't feel connected to it anymore, because the way you view the world and who you are has changed. And what a shame, right? What a shame that because of that, you're never going to put out that piece of painting into the world, or that idea didn't come to life because you dwelled on it too long and now you no longer feel connected to it. And I don't want this to dwell off too much, but if we look at that first part, right? The goal of art isn't to attain perfection. I think the goal of anything is not to attain perfection. If you chase perfection, you're not going to get anywhere, right? Because we don't live in a perfect world. We live in an imperfect world. Being human is being imperfect, right? So if we're constantly trying to prepare to start something, we're constantly trying to get that perfection. Like, yeah, once I have this, I can start. And we're coming up with all these excuses. We're trying to perfect the idea before we even start. We're never going to start. Because we live in an imperfect world, and the goal is not for the idea to be perfect. The goal is not for the end product to be perfect. We just need to start. The overall message that I want to give to you is, if there's something that you want to do in your life, just start. You're not going to be good at the beginning. You're going to get better while doing it, but it's not going to be perfect at the beginning, and it doesn't ever need to be perfect. Don't let comparison get the best of you. Focus on your own journey, right? Try to envision a little hike pathway, a little pathway, right? And every time you turn your head to look at someone else's work or someone else's life or how someone else is doing it, turn your head back, focus on your little trail. Okay, don't go off the trails, okay? Don't go off the trails because there could be a snake in there, okay? And it will bite you in the ass, okay? Stay on your path, trust your journey, enjoy your journey, which is sometimes a little bit hard, focus on you, and go for it. And I want to thank every single person that has sent me a message about the podcast, because I've been going through it when it comes to the podcast. There have been other projects that I've been working on because I decided to just start and just do it. But that's been taking up some time and energy, and I feel like that's been taking away time and energy from the podcast. But every time that someone messages me and tells me that they found the episode somewhat useful, somewhat inspiring, it really, really, really means a lot to me, and it really reminds me to keep going with it. And yeah, you have no idea how much it means to me. And yeah, I just want to thank you guys. I love you guys. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll speak to you guys next week. Bye bye.